You are now listening to the Social Selling Podcast. Introducing your host, Daniel Disney.
Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, we're about to give you all our tips and tricks. Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, Daniel Disney in the mix.
This is the Social Selling Podcast with me, Daniel Disney, and we're about to deep dive into all things LinkedIn and social selling. So strap yourself in and let's go.
Damn, Daniel.
Welcome back to the Social Selling Podcast. And today we're going to talk about when is the best time to post on LinkedIn? I would say that's the most common question I've been asked over the many years of delivering LinkedIn and social selling training. When is the right time to post? When is the best time to post? And a lot of people are looking for a specific time where it doesn't matter what they post, but it's going to go well. They're going to get all this amazing engagement because they post at the right time. Now, let me take you back first. Let's go back in history. And if we go back maybe 4 to 5 years plus, if we step back in time, back then, there did used to be very specific best times. And for one particular reason, because back then, LinkedIn was primarily used Monday to Friday between 9 and 5. Back then, if I look back even further, sort of 10 years when I started using LinkedIn, LinkedIn was very much only used in the office. When you got in, when you sat down, when you're at your desk, on your laptop, your computer, that was the only time you were using LinkedIn. So the best times were very much during the working week. And actually, I can remember back then, Tuesdays and Thursdays were the best days to post. The best times were usually around 8:30, 9 in the morning, and then sometimes between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And you saw spikes of engagement during those times because there were just more eyeballs on LinkedIn at that time. So yes, there did used to be best times to post, but things have changed and LinkedIn has grown massively since then. And not only is it grown, but it is used across multiple platforms and now is being used pretty much 24/7. And there are people logging into LinkedIn first thing in the morning. As soon as they wake up, they get their phone out and they're on LinkedIn. Yes, I'm one of those people. And it's the last thing they check before they go to bed, and they're on it all day, every day. In work, outside of work, on laptops, on computers, on phones, on tablets. They're on it all the time. So actually, the best time to post on LinkedIn has evolved as a topic. And not only are people on it in the week, guess what? They're on it at the weekend as well, which creates so many amazing opportunities. So this whole mystery around the best time, there are a lot more layers to it. The first layer I want to talk about today is, what if you posted bad content at the best time? Guess what? It would probably do bad. Good content posted at any time is going to do good. And this is one of my favorite realities to the fact that there really isn't many best times anymore, in that the focus shouldn't be when you post, but should be on what you post. That's the most important part. What you post. Good content posted at any time will do well, as long as you've got a growing and good network and you've been posting consistently and building your awareness up. Good content will always do good. I could post something Monday morning at 7 a.m. I could post something Saturday at 6 p.m. I could post something at any day, any time. And if it's good, it will do well, because at any time, there's always going to be someone on LinkedIn. Now, there are a few factors to this. I have a global network. You might be focused very much locally, regionally, of which case, obviously, there might be some sort of time. There will probably be time drops. And this is where there are some subtle better times. I'm not going to say best times, but better times. So if you are selling very locally and not internationally, so very much within your own time zone, then yes, between the working week, you're going to see some spikes during those common higher activity times. So for example, Monday to Friday between 8 and 9 a.m., between 11:30 and 1 4:30 p.m. and then usually between 4 to 6 p.m. getting to work, lunch, and finishing work, you tend to see slight spikes in activity on a more local level on LinkedIn. And again, I just want to highlight these are very small spikes. This isn't going to be game-changing, making your post go viral type of spikes, but tiny, a few more eyeballs than there might normally be. Then you're going to see little spikes during those times. But guess what? People are still going to be checking in the evening. They're still going to be checking at 5, 6 a.m. and they're going to be checking at the weekend. So we really still want to keep the focus very much on what to post. And just to talk on that topic for a minute, because when you pressure yourself on the when to post, it's a pressure that can equal bad content. So if I wake up and it's, let's say it's Wednesday and it's 9 a.m. and I know that actually if I post something at Wednesday at 9 a.m., there's a chance it might get better engagement, but I don't know what to post, but I know I have to post something. Now I'm stressing. What do I post? Chances are if I force myself to post something, I'm going to create a piece of content that probably isn't that good. Flip that. Let's say it's Friday, it's 7:30 p.m. and something inspires me. Maybe I'm reading a business book in the evening and something, a quote, a phrase, was like, wow, that really, yes, that impacted me. I like that. I'm going to highlight that quote. I'm going to get my phone out. I'm going to take a photo of that quote. I'm going to take that photo. I'm going to post it on LinkedIn. Just reading this book and this quote really stood out to me. What it reminded me of was X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to create a lovely, valuable post and I'm inspired. So my words are going to come through as inspired. It's going to create amazing content. That's going to do a lot better than the forced content you felt you needed to post on Wednesday at 9 a.m. So we want to really tap into the inspiration in those moments when we have the ideas, when we're inspired to create, which can be at any time. You might be traveling to work. You might just get off the phone from a customer and it's mid-afternoon, but you know what? That conversation inspired you and you want to turn it into a post, into a story. That's probably going to do well. So we really want to not just focus on the what, but we want to focus on the when those ideas come in, because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the best time to share content on LinkedIn, is when the idea is fresh, when you're most motivated and inspired. That's when the content is going to be at its best, when you are passionate about the subject that you're writing about. In those moments, that is the best time to post. And that could be on your way to work. It could be during your working day. It could be in the evening. It could be at the weekend. Maybe you're out socializing. Maybe you're cooking dinner for your family and you're reflecting back and thinking, do you know what? This is a nice moment after a busy week at work. Now I get to cook a roast dinner for my family. You can tell I'm British. Cook a lovely roast dinner for my family and I feel good about it. I'm going to post about it. I'm going to take a picture of me cooking and I'm going to put it on LinkedIn and I'm going to talk about how hard I work and how much I get to enjoy these moments. And that's what motivates me. It's a great post. We're posting when we are most inspired. The key to being aware of those moments is to have your eyes open. To always be thinking about content. When those moments happen, you want your brain to jolt you and be like, that would make a good post. And trust me, it's a gift and a curse because it never goes away once you tap into it. But I have moments where I might go out for a meal and I might be with colleagues or customers, friends and family, and I'll start eating. And then I'll be like, oh no, I forgot to take a picture. It would make a good post. But once it's there, you start to look for those opportunities. You start to be more aware of them. And especially for big events, things that are quite momentous, they make great content, but they don't happen all the time. So you just want to be tuned in. Look for those opportunities. Look for those times when you are inspired by something that you think, actually, that would make a good LinkedIn post. We'll go and post it straight away. Now, what if you have an idea, but you already posted something? So maybe you had an idea earlier and you put it on LinkedIn and it's created a good post and it's doing well. And then you have another idea. To tap into that and capture it, there are one of two things you could do. Write it down, write it on a pad of paper, or on your phone, on your computer, your laptop, and come back to it another day. Or the beauty of LinkedIn is you can now schedule your content organically, natively on LinkedIn. So you could actually post it and schedule it for tomorrow. It's going to have all the passion and energy of the moment, which is what we want to tap into, but it can go out the next day after your existing post has had its chance to run. So if you have these multiple moments, and trust me, some days you have loads of them, you have loads of inspiring things happening, you can just create it and schedule it in advance. Or like I say, write it down. I do it. I'll be out on a dog walk. I'll have an idea. I'll get my phone out, jot it into the notes, and then come back to it later. Or if you have the opportunity to create it there and then do it and schedule it in the future. But if we're looking at when is the best time to post, the best time to post is when you are most inspired, when the idea is as fresh and passionate in your brain. That's when you're going to create the best content. And that is the best time. But in reality, don't worry about when you post on LinkedIn. Focus on what you post. Good content posted at any time will always do well. Bad content posted at the supposed best times will probably still perform poorly. So focus on what you post. Go out there to give value. Go out there to help people. Go out there to share your journey, share your story. That's the content that works. And it doesn't matter when you post it. It is probably going to do good. Don't worry about when you post. Focus on what you post and look for those moments of most inspiration where you are going to really create the best possible content. And I promise you, it's going to do well. As long as you're doing the other key things like growing your network and building your brand up and getting your voice and name out there, all those things factor into your overall engagement. But when you've had those great ideas, go and post it. Go out there. When it happens, just jump onto LinkedIn and share it. Share those moments. Share the energy. Share the passion. That's what people are going to connect with. So when we're looking at the best time, is when it's best for you, when the idea is freshest, rawest, and at its most passionate. With that, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you get to go out and look for those opportunities when those ideas are there and you get to share them with your LinkedIn network. And I'm pretty sure they're going to go down very well. We hope you've enjoyed the episode. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Daniel Disney back again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over and give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the channel to be the first to get each of our weekly episodes. And if you want more social selling insights, then head over to LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt and give me a follow. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Damn, Daniel.